Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Baghdad, Iraq. The Islamic terror organization of Al-Qaeda says that all Middle Eastern Christians are legitimate targets. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Christians across the Middle East have been put on notice by the Islamic State of Iraq, better known as the Iraqi branch of the International Islamic Terror Organization, Al-Qaeda, that all Christians in the Middle East are now legitimate targets. The Ministry of War of Islamic State of Iraq declares that all sinners, organizations, and bodies of Christian leaders and followers have become targets wherever their hands can reach them. The terrorist leaders said that the doors of destruction are open and that Christian blood will flow like a river in the Middle East. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The threat by Islamic terrorists to kill Christians in the Middle East is a page out of Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Recently in Baghdad, Iraq, a group of Islamic militants entered a church and killed over 60 churchgoers after they held them hostage for a number of hours. Soon after this horrific attack, the Islamic Republic of Iraq, a branch of Al-Qaeda, declared that all Christians in the Middle East are legitimate targets and their blood will flow like a river. This declaration by Islamic militants on the Middle Eastern Christian community is that page of Bible prophecy that can be found in a number of prophetic passages. Though true born-again Christians will depart the world at the rapture of the church, there will be many others that will become believers, followers of Jesus Christ, in the seven-year tribulation period. That's Revelation chapter 7 and verse 9, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 13 to 18. During the tribulation period, these new believers in Jesus Christ will be martyred because of their faith. That's Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. John the Revelator wrote of the tribulation saints that will be killed, many of them beheaded for their witness for Jesus and for the Word of God. That's Revelation chapter 20, verses 4, 5, and 6. Threats from the Islamic militants to kill Christians in the Middle East is indeed a page from Bible prophecy that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...